Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Sigmund serial data, and serial sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald. Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I've got one of your favorites, Sarah Colonna. Welcome back.
Thanks, girl. It's good to see you.
So good. Well, what a weekend for Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. Oh, launching right into it.
We're launching right into it. Because I was in Boston. You were...
In Phoenix.
So in between shows and stuff, I kept seeing about the Taylor Swift song has come out. There's a 10-minute version. There's a shorter version that I heard on Spotify as I was doing my lashes. And it is about, basically in a nutshell, Scooter Braun, before he created the Scooters, is a music person. And he took all of her music.
Right.
And Scooter Braun, does he also still work with Justin? Mm-hmm. Does he also still go to the Hillsborough Church? I feel like they all go to that church.
And doesn't he work with Demi Lovato, too?
On their alien show. I got in trouble for that too last week.
I think
I used the wrong pronoun in saying that I was hoping that they would get fingered by ET.
That was one of the funniest. I think I commented that on my. I was crying when you're like, well, he does have a long finger, ET.
ET still goes by he, I think.
Right. Well,
we don't know. We don't know what ET was.
ET is an extraterrestrial.
I know, but how do we know? I mean, ET cross dressed, but against. It's Will. Remember,
right.
They put
in a dress.
They to hide it. They were afraid someone might find. They were afraid the mom would find ET. So they dressed ET in an outfit that now Sarah Jessica Parker is wearing in the new series. She has a little brown hat and all that blonde hair.
Oh my God! I want to watch ET just to see that. That's adorable.
Remember
I haven't seen it in so long.
You opened the closet and ET was like in drag.
Yeah.
So E.T. was so ahead of its time.
That's right.
We didn't really know its sex. We just assumed it was a boy, but we don't know that.
No. Because there were, well, because...
Fluid.
Yeah, there
E.T.
was no...
E.T. was fluid.
There was no parts. There was no...
Right. But one part he had was a large finger...
Big, long
that
finger.
Could satisfy... Everybody has at least one hole.
That's true.
So it could satisfy every...
Everybody has at least one hole. That's just...
We
should do like an advice book, and that's what it should be
called. First of all, Peter just said that we need new Juicy Scoop t-shirts.
Yeah, there you go. So, everybody has at least one hole.
Yeah.
Is the name. Speaking of Juicy Scoop, I just want to say that I met one of your delightful listeners yesterday. I was at brunch, or Sunday I was at brunch whenever people are listening to this, and a wonderful, handsome man named Matt was having a little... brunch birthday party, and he said he's friends with Josh Flagg's husband.
Oh, okay.
And he's been to your show, and he said that in Irvine he went to the green room and that Peter was giving him vodka Red Bulls.
Oh,
and
God.
yeah he was a delight.
Shout out to Matt.
Yeah, he had a big delightful table, and happy birthday.
Oh, sounds like fun. And
I love getting recognized at brunch, you know. They go, sorry to interrupt you. I go, please. It makes my friends get so impressed.
I know.
Come on.
Yeah. Especially when it's for Juicy Scoop and nothing else. Not the other TV shows you've done or anything. It's just Juicy Scoop.
But listen, I take whatever.
I take it all. So what I understand this Taylor Swift song to be about. So Scooter Braun somehow acquired all of her music, wouldn't let her buy it back. So she said, fuck you. I'm just going to re-record all those old songs in a new way, have my people not listen to the old version because I don't get any part of it. Scooter does. And then I'll also throw in other music that I never recorded. And here's this one song that I wrote, I guess about 11 years ago. She was 20, and she was dating 29-year-old Jake Gyllenhaal. And that is what this song is about. And it's about a scarf that she had that she said smelled like her, that he kept, and then she did this 10-minute long video that was written and directed. Oh, I thought it was directed by Blake.
That's her new one that came out today.
Oh, she's just dropping stuff all the time.
Oh, left and right.
There's a
yeah,
new one that that Blake Lively is involved in or directed as well. So I have not watched the 10-minute thing, but
I know it's only 10 minutes. I really just need to suck it up and watch it. Like I know I'll enjoy it.
Oh yeah,
I know it's
I'm
love her.
I just
like,
had
it's
to prepare this show, and I got off a flight yesterday, and I was extremely tired. Okay, so here's my thing.
I had to go to brunch.
So are people mad at Jake Gyllenhaal for breaking her heart because she revealed it was about their age difference? I was 20 and you were 29, and it was their age difference that really broke them up.
That was what the reason they broke up?
That's what the song is implying. That,
okay. And then they went to like a party or something. He ignored her or something at the party. I feel like that's what happened in the I was reading the synopsis about the video, which probably took me longer than it would have just to watch the 10 minutes.
There is now a Cliff Note version that you can purchase if Cliff Notes even exist anymore. Yeah.
And it said something about that she she goes to like a party and then he ignores her. And then eventually, and I'm just like, oh,
How many times have you gone to a party where you see an ex and they do ignore you or someone you hooked up with? It's happened to all of us.
Oh, yeah.
And we've ignored people as well.
No, but I think they were still together when he ignored her. I think right? Like, I think that was part of it was like they went to this thing and then he kind of was just like, whatever, and leaving her and like mingling with his friends. I could be wrong.
He was meeting his older friends and he was like not paying attention to her
because
she was
the 20-year-old singer.
Right. But then why did you bring her to a party just to ignore her? That's on you, buddy. You're going to get a fucking song written about you.
Exactly.
If you date Taylor Swift, so suck it
but
up.
But here's the thing about dating Taylor Swift. You date Taylor Swift, you end it. And you end it at 29. He is now 40. It was 11 years ago. And you hear all the other songs about other dudes that came after you. And you're like, I fucking dodged a bullet. No, this has been great. This has been fine.
She's like, here
now
we go.
Now I'm 40. I'm dating a 25-year-old model, 15 years younger than me. Everyone's fine with that, obviously. All of a sudden, it's a weekend, and holy shit.
You're trending.
You're trending. fans don't like you. They're upset. Or, as Annie, who works with me, said, or are all these young people now looking up Jake Gyllenhaal movies and watching Jake Gyllenhaal movies to try to figure out what was the attraction in the first place.
Right. That's true. I mean, you know, what do they say? No press is bad press. Bad. No, no such thing as bad press or something.
So I want to know, where is the red scarf? Because in the video, it shows her giving it to this guy who's supposedly, you know, it's not them in the video.
Right.
Giving it to his wife, the scarf.
Yeah, the new video that came out today.
Oh, that's in the new one. Anyway.
No, in this one, she leaves it behind.
Does this 25-year-old that's dating Jake Gyllenhaal right now
have the scarf?
Have the red scarf. Or what if she does have a red scarf? Or what if she took a photo and put it on her Instagram 2 months ago of her in a cute red scarf, and now she goes to check it. There was, you know, 18 comments before. And now there's 18,000, you fucking cunt.
Yeah.
With this red scarf. Give it back to Taylor, you bitch.
Well, didn't one of his friends or something tweet over the weekend that he thinks he has the scarf? Am I crazy? That happens, right?
Sure, yeah.
It's hard to keep up with all of this, people. So don't come at us in the comments.
I know. It's a lot. It's a lot to cover.
But I would say I would enjoy it if he gifted that scarf to his new girlfriend, acting like it was new and whatever, because he was like, oh shit, I forgot to give you this birthday present. So, and then she finds out, wouldn't that be a funny story? And then she finds out, like, holy shit, that was Taylor Swift's, and you acted like you were giving it to me and it was brand new.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I think. That's what I decided happened to it, even though I just made it up.
Also, if you're someone like, look, material, okay? A lot of my material is about my husband and kids.
Yes.
And so if something was to happen where all of a sudden Peter handed me like a cease and desist or whatever, I couldn't talk about him anymore. That's fine. I think I could still come up with stuff because I talk about other stuff. But with singers that only write about broken heart situations, Adele, Taylor, when they're happy, there is kind of a bit of a lull of material. And then they have to go back and remember who fucked me over.
Yeah, I need to write a song.
Let me write it. So right now I said, who is Taylor Swift with now? So she's with this actor named Joe Alderin. He's pretty cute. They've been together. He's an English actor. What is it? Aldwyn. They've been together like 5 years, and they keep it private.
Yeah.
Until he breaks her heart.
Right. Well, he's not doing it. Maybe he made her sign an NDA before they got together. Like, you can never write a song about me.
I kind of think that people should do that. I think if big couple, if you're getting with someone,
I like her music. I want to have the songs out there.
I want to have it too. But if Joe was my brother, mm-hmm. and he was like, you know who I met last night? This is 5 years ago. You know who I met last night? Taylor Swift. I'd be like, Taylor Swift is brilliant. She's smart. She plays instruments. She's a writer. She's gorgeous. She's, you know, an inspiration to young girls. Absolutely. I think that she could be the one. I'd love to see you get married to her and whatever. In the meantime,
you're going to have her sign something, yes, that says she'll never write a song about you.
Because you don't know when that song could happen. They could get married, have kids, okay? This could be 25 years from now, okay? That's 25 true. Years from now, their kids are 15, they break up. She's still performing. She's only 55 at that time. She's 31 now, okay? So 25 years from now, she's only 56. She's got a residency in Vegas. She's now divorced from actor Joe with a new album. That's about every Christmas gift she didn't like.
That's so true.
Every time. Like, I bring up the fact to Peter, at least, well, he brings up stuff to me about the, you know, once every quarter is one thing he brings up to me. And I've started to bring up something that I regret, and that I didn't buy a play set in our backyard before we built a pool. We should have had a play set for my kids.
Okay.
And he was like, but you have the park down the street. Well, those play sets are whatever, $6,000. And we're going to build a pool here. And why build a play set?
Okay.
I bring it up all the time that I missed out on mornings in my backyard when my kids were little on a play set. Why didn't I put my foot down? So
it's so many years, though. Like, there's so many years past being like of age that would have enjoyed a play set.
I'm never going to get it back.
You're just never.
Never going to get it back. But I'm ready to write a song about it.
I would like to. I would listen to that song.
So, like, if there's anything that he, you know, they were going to go on a trip together. The kids were 4 and 8, you know, and I thought going on a yacht would be great. But you said no. You had a movie. I said, this is our one time to do it. I'm asking you to fly for 2 days to go on this yacht. And then that fight. Yeah. And what about that time I tried to get you on the phone and your assistant said you were busy? Were you, though?
Just all the things, especially if it's a 15-year marriage or 20 for something, 25 years, you said, and they got kids.
And he thinks everything's fine. And then one day he opens up a drawer looking for a battery and just a notebook falls out. And it's just song after song after song after fight that they had, you know, just 2031 Christmas Eve. Broken Ornament. Broken Ornament.
She has an album about him, Lover.
She has one that's positive called Lover.
Right.
About him. But it's not going to be positive forever.
Well,
Take it from someone who's been married a long time.
First of all, Broken Ornament is already my favorite song, and it's not even out yet. But I know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
I do want to really quick circle back to you thinking that Peter might someday ask for a cease and desist on material.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no, because it's what's built the empire.
Yes, exactly.
However, if that happens, then I'll just be like, well, then just, you know, we're done.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the point?
Yeah, but you can cease and desist the
but
marriage.
But anything, sometimes the worst fights turn out to be the best comedic material. But in a Taylor Swift version, it's only going to be a song that you're going to look bad and she's going to look great. Has there ever been a song, and maybe Taylor Swifties, let me know, where she writes about a broken situation where she hurt someone? Annie the expert is shaking her head. She's like, I broke your heart. I thought I could do better. I looked across the room and was like, you know what? This is no more.
Right.
I went to the bathroom. I looked in the mirror and I said, I'm going to fuck that guy in the alley and you're never going to know.
Because Taylor Swift doesn't fuck people in alleys, Heather, okay?
Well, I'm just saying
until she breaks up with him in 25 years and in
the alley behind Caesar's.
Yeah, in Vegas. Because even the Allie would be nice that she
it was all. How fun for though for the Swifties to know that 25 years from now, when they're in their early 50s, they can plan weekends in Vegas to go see Taylor Swift.
That's true.
It's never, it never has to end. When you have an artist like Taylor Swift that can write and like, yeah. But if she gets married and pretends to be happy for 20 years.
Right.
There might be a lull, but you can always make a comeback.
She might be able to write songs about her in-laws and stuff, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes.
So you could just write, you know, songs about how annoying her mother-in-law is.
English or, tea.
Yeah.
Because he's English.
Spilling the English tea. Yeah.
Yeah. You looked at me, your passive-aggressive remark about my wedding dress. Just anything.
Yeah. So that's, yeah. She'll be able to fill. I feel like there's no lack of material in that girl.
He was yours before he was mine, but let me have my time. I know none of these songs sound like a Taylor Swift song. Right? Save the comments. I'm just trying to come up with words.
That sounded like a little bit of a country song. But she used to do country.
Yeah. I'm just coming up with country. I'm just coming up with dialogue.
Tim McGraw.
Songs.
I hope you think our favorite song.
That's one of hers?
Yeah, it was Tim McGraw. It was a country song. Anyway,
I can't come
you're welcome, everybody, for my voice.
I can come up with some of the lines, but I can't come up with the tune.
Right.
So that's where we
that's
collab.
Why you guys can collab. Yeah, you can give her the
so,
material.
Yeah, they said, oh, here was a quote from it. And I left my scarf there at your sister's house, and you've still got it in your drawer even now.
So that's Maggie Gyllenhaal. So now she's been...
Now Maggie's been dragged into
she's
it.
She's been dragged. She's probably like, Jesus Christ.
Well, I don't know where this fucking scarf is. Is it a Gap scarf? Is it a Louis Vuitton red
scarf? How does
scarf?
She know it's in that drawer still now?
And has Maggie moved?
That's true.
Okay. Page 6 says, he might be okay, but he's probably not fine at all. That's another line. Hashtag Jake Gyllenhaal made an appearance in Los Angeles just hours after ex-Taylor Swift premiered the short. But he was just going to dinner or something.
He was at a party with his sister.
He was at a party with his sister asking about where the fuck is a scarf. We need to hire security. Do they need to hire security from the Swifties?
I think that they could make this into, I mean, obviously not the heartbreak and stuff, but it's years later. It's what, you know, but they can make it into something fun. Like he could do something with the scarf. He could publicly give it back to her.
Yeah.
He could
auction
wear it somewhere.
What they should do is auction it off.
For like a very good cause.
For a very
yes.
good call.
There you yeah. Get
cause, yes.
Contact Taylor.
Yeah.
Say, hey, I do have the scarf. It still smells great.
My 25-year-old girlfriend does not have it. Please don't come after her. That was another red scarf that she bought in 2018.
Right.
And had no idea that you owned the color red. She did not know that.
Right.
So let's like please let's not bother her family. Let's not bother her third grade teacher. Let's leave. Her out of it sluice, okay? Whoever this girlfriend is.
Yeah, and let's get it, and let's put it up for auction. I mean,
yes.
It would go for so much money.
Yeah.
It would go for a lot of money. So there we go, Jake. Okay. We figured it out for you.
All right.
This is how to get through
See,
all of this.
And then this is her husband, her whatever, Joe, her cute boyfriend. Okay, speaking of love, Paris in Love, new show on Peacock. She got married this weekend to somebody,
Carter.
It was a three-day affair. There was a regular wedding on Thursday, then a neon carnival party Friday, and then something else Saturday. Her dress was really pretty.
Her dress is so pretty. She looks really...
She looks gorgeous.
It's just like that perfect... It's a mix of like classy and sexy and traditional. And
right.
It's a really good... What am I on? Fashion police. That's yeah. what I sound like all of a sudden.
Yeah,
but,
no,
yeah.
It is. It's very, very, very pretty. And she looked great and everything. Looked like a lot of fun. Kim was there. I don't know what other Kardashians were there. Did you see any other Kardashians besides Kim? Mm-hmm. But Kathy Hilton, the mother, who has been beloved, she just joined Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this season. She said, the rumor is, according to Sun and all these other things, that she is not filming, she's demanding more money and refuses to film season 12 until Bravo pays up. Now, normally, when you're a Real Housewife, everybody's different, obviously.
Right.
But the tradition is you don't get paid a lot the first few seasons. You really start making it the fourth season. But she's not anybody. And she became very popular because she's kind of quirky and fun. And, of course, she brings this whole element of her famous family.
And how many seasons in is she?
She's just been one.
Oh.
The fans are like, some are like pay up and others are like, you know what? You really didn't give us that much. We never saw your husband. We felt you were very protected. You came in with your right. quirky lines and kind of hung back. You didn't get in like hardcore fights with anybody, which is why everyone likes you. So maybe Bravo is saying, look, if we're going to pay you a lot more money, like we want to see you and your husband argue so we can ruin your marriage.
Right.
And of 34, for like 42 years, they've been married so long.
You're going to have to throw a drink in a cast member's face.
Yes.
You have to do something. Yeah.
You've got to be thrown in a pool. Mm-hmm. You've got to make sure that we see you with like absolutely no makeup. Well, she kind of did some no makeup, but we got to see something else that we'll give you the money for.
Well, and the biggest thing would be like, if that's the way it works, if it's right. usually not till season four, right? So now if you've been on it for five seasons and all of a sudden Kathy Hilton comes in after season one and starts demanding more money, aren't you like, hey, we all had to stick around for all these seasons to get yeah. more money. So like you kind of need to pipe down. Doesn't that cause a rift in the cast?
I think in the reality world, that shit just, it doesn't apply like a regular.
It's not like Friends when they all need
yeah,
to
Yeah, when they all got the together. Same. Yeah, I've said that before. I've been like, if all the housewives got together and like demanded like health insurance and stuff. But I'm too tired to work out that reunion. I can. I think it's everyone for themselves. And I think if you're bringing more to the table, whether you're already a star, which she is, but it's she's kind of the perfect kind of star because people really didn't know her. She hadn't been overly exposed on 12 different reality shows. Like Lisa Rinna did a bunch of reality stuff before she got to Housewives.
Right.
You know, and like we really didn't see. We just saw like Kathy here or there do an article here or there. You know, she was really just a mom to the four kids, you know. But now I think they're like, no, we want to see your sons. We want to see your husband. We want to see more about your life. Otherwise, maybe we're not paying. And maybe that's what the real negotiation is, you know, because some of these women go on and they go, look, you can't see my kid or you can't see my husband. And that's a problem unless you're Kathy Hilton. So I don't know.
Well, they're probably like, we want some stuff from the wedding. But that, I mean, that's going to be all on her show. Like she already
well,
has a show.
Well, if Peacock and Bravo, it's all the same. So it's all right, incestual, true. Whatever. I said earlier that I was kind of surprised that Paris went back to this reality world.
Yeah. But maybe she just thought it would be fun to do like this, like more grown up version of herself.
I guess. Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet. I want to watch it. I guess
when it's you're really doing your own thing, you're not fighting with other women, you really then control the final product. So, yes, if it's a reality show of, you know, where, okay, follow me, try on my dress, follow me, have a cute lunch, follow me, you know, and then you watch the final edit. Then you're pretty safe.
Right. But that's true. It's the worry about the reputation.
When you're on a show like Housewives, you have no say of what they get. They're going to get you, they're going to hear you taking a shit with your mic on. Ramona literally was wearing a robe and with no underwear, I assume, and a little shit had come out and onto the floor. And Sonia pointed it out and the cameraman zoomed in. That made the cut. That made the show.
I actually heard about that, and I don't understand how that made the show. I don't understand.
It was a very slow season.
I was going to say, I don't understand how somebody wasn't like, all right, we can't put a little tiny piece of poop on this show. Like, that's too much. It's like,
we don't care. We're out to ruin this woman's life a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. So, I mean, they're going to show you when you think you're not being mic'd, talking about a legal thing that'll like cause you to get more trouble. I mean, we'll get into that and there's more to discuss.
I just
but
want
anyway,
you to know that
yes.
if you ever have a little tiny piece of poop, I don't know, fall out your pant leg or whatever, and there's any kind of camera around and they didn't notice it, I will not point it out. I will make sure.
You,
I will do my best to cease and desist.
You will point it out, but we were on a show that everything was fair game.
And
we weren't on a reality show. We were literally just writers.
Yes.
But if it happened in our life on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And anybody else on the show was there to witness it.
That's true.
Then it was fair game
to be. It became like the opening monologue.
Yeah, it became the opening. Yeah. And it was like either you let us have Sarah come out and tell the story of your little shit on the floor of when you guys went on the road together, or you're both getting fired.
That's true.
So yeah. Luckily, you never witnessed a little shit come out. But when I
luckily went, for both of
but
us,
when
honestly.
I went in the toilet to get that note, it became part of After Lately.
That's true.
Because you were so disgusted, and I'll fill in the people what happened. There was someone who was at Chelsea Lately that was shitting and not flushing.
Oh.
And we wanted to know who it was. And Sarah, you were very disturbed by it. And you did some research. And it's a psychological, there's a name for it, where it's like you're so unhappy that you shit and you purposely don't flush to be like, all right, motherfuckers.
Yeah, this is what you have to look at. Yeah.
I can see it. Oh, so we're like, who's so miserable at this office that would do that? And there were a lot of people on the list. So we were going to find out. Okay. So, there was someone went to the bathroom. This time there wasn't shit, but there was toilet paper that was not flushed and pee. And there was a sticky that was just slightly submerged in the water. Like a mm-hmm. sticky note had fallen out of whoever was using that toilet out of their pocket and fallen in there. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I'll get it.
Because we were like, if we can read the handwriting, right. Maybe it'll give us some sort of
so I went
hint
in,
as to who is
and
the
I got
mystery
it.
Pooper.
And then everyone was like, you are a disgusting pig. How? And I'm like, hello, I'm, you know, dealt with piss and I have kids. Like, I'm dealt with piss and shit and whatever. This is not a big deal. I got it. And anyway, we figured out who it was. Mm-hmm. It was some assistant, I think, of Chelsea's or whatever that was. We assume it was. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't
but
have proof.
We don't know. Please don't assume. Okay, anyway. But later on, we were like, this is a great thing to put in After Lately as a storyline of – and so basically we just reenacted yes. the whole thing. But then in the reenactment, it was just a lot of just like, Heather is a disgusting human. You were just like, we had a scene together and you're just like, you're the grossest person I know.
Because you put your hand in a toilet. But this is...
I washed my hands after.
I know, you did. I wanted you to cut them off, though. I wanted you to burn your hands off with like a flamethrower. But later in life, as I'm a more mature person now, okay. And also as you explained to me at the time anyway, I mean, obviously we had to ramp up all the stuff for the show.
No, but it was pretty accurate.
No, but I mean, oh yeah, no, I was totally disgusted that you put your hand in the toilet. But now that you say like, oh, I'm a mom, I've dealt with like, you know what I mean? You've probably, yeah. I get it. Like people probably, you've probably had one of your kids, you have boys.
I mean, it was.
Don't they pee in your face and
yes,
stuff?
Yes. And it was that. And
not
was
on
also,
purpose.
Right.
But, yeah.
Now that's what every 20-year-old does just to get a second date right. in my face. Anyway, but I was going to say, but again, I wanted to solve the mystery.
Right.
I've always been a crime fighter.
You really have?
I've always been about juicy crimes. So I was like, this is a way to solve it. And we did. And that girl did quit very soon after.
Did she really? I don't. I'm
I don't
trying
know
to remember all
I
those.
I totally remember. Sure. She was a good dresser. It was not who you would think it was, but the reason we knew it was an assistant of Chelsea's is because it had like her flight information or something. So like she had like gotten the flight,
right.
Put it on a sticky, put it in her pocket, took a piss, decided not to flush because she was unhappy. Then
right,
yeah,
right.
So that was what happened.
Anyway, you're correct. I guess everything does end up on TV.
But I mean, yeah, just realize what you're getting involved in. I mean, when you think you're just going to be a writer on a show. So the wedding was a big hit. Kim was there. And so was Nicole Richie, which is nice because she had big falling outs with both of them in
right.
her life.
Yep.
She had a big falling out with Nicole Richie
She doesn't
first.
Look that happy in this photo, Nicole, does she?
Yeah, but
she looks great, but she doesn't look happy.
She had the falling out with Nicole first. Then she made Kim her new best friend. Then Kim's career took off. And then for some reason, they were both sort of nasty to each other a little bit. Had a big falling out. Then became friends again and then used each other. She had Paris in her skim thing. And then,
right.
And now they're friendly again, which is nice. And so there
but
you
she
go.
Really does not look happy in that photo. That's so funny. You know, Kim was like, sorry, this isn't what I'm posting because
yeah,
I look
the best.
Flawless.
You're a little blurry. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sorry you should have smiled. Next time, smile.
Right.
But she looks great, Nicole. And then I saw a photo of like her and Paris together too.
And then these other people whose backs, I guess she blurred out their faces in the back. But how bummed are you? You're like, yeah, I would have liked to have been in the back of the photo for your 300 million followers, Kim. Well, you didn't have to fuzz me out.
Why didn't she blur out the one guy, though? She blurred out everyone's
face. She kept the security guard.
Yeah.
The waitress. Okay, this is very, very sad. Very sad. I just wanted to do a follow-up on the Astroworld disaster. So 9-year-old Ezra has died. He was trampled. He was the little boy who was on his dad's shoulders. The dad got crushed somehow. He woke up not knowing where his son was. They found the son, brought him to the hospital. He had a very severe brain trauma situation. So he has passed. He's the 10th person. Another girl that was on life support, she passed over the weekend too. So there's been now 10.
It's insane.
It's really insane. And they just – I was just watching the news and there was a UCLA basketball game. And they were like, okay, now we're going to give out tickets to the students to go in this den part where the kids watch. And everyone started pushing. And some of the students said that – they were like, holy shit, get me out of – like this is becoming a crushing situation and I don't want anything to happen to me. So I just think – this whole way of having entertainment has to be rethought.
It does.
Future,
I mean, and I know it's happened before. I mean, I think this is at least in several years, obviously the biggest one. But it's like when you even see the photos of how many people were there and they're not, I mean, general admission and it's just people rushing the stage and like, I'm not saying he's to blame, but he's known for like, you know, telling people to do that and stuff. So it's like you have this. I mean, obviously, he'll never do that again, I would imagine, whether he even does another live show. Like,
right.
I don't know how he feels, you know, if he's traumatized, if he's never going to do it again, or if he's like, I can't allow something like that. But you see it, and you're like, how doesn't it happen more often when it's those big events like that?
Yeah.
Because I've gone to shows. I usually try to have a seat. I'm not an elbower. I don't like to try to get to the front. I was thinking the other day about the one time Chris Frangiola and I went to like a concert where we were like, there were people like not a mosh pit. It was like the saddest version of one. And I just remember I was like, I had my purse and I was like jumping around, but like on the outskirts because I was like, I'm not getting in that. And I was probably like 25 years old. And Chris Frangiola was like, you look like my fucking mom at a concert. Like you have your purse and you're like bouncing around on the outskirts. And I'm like, you know what? I'm safe out here. So
well, I mean,
be like me.
It's just very sad. And I think, you know, look, there's of the 10 people, there's people of all ages and sizes. But, you know, yeah, I was going to say tiny people should watch themselves. But at the same time, there were normal sized 20-year-old guys that also passed. So it's like it's just it's really awful. What I've noticed, though,
when it's that many people, it doesn't matter what size you are. I don't
It doesn't. But no, that's what I'm saying. They were like two cousins or something, or two like 20-year-old guys that were not tiny people. And it's just – and then I also thought – and I mean, this is really dark, but not only are the people completely traumatized, you know, that were there or lost a loved one there, but what about the people – and I'm sorry to say this, but what about the people that were forced to feel their body walking on other people? Because you're, you know, I mean, that is where there's so much trauma all around.
Yeah.
And the other things, so TMZ
Well, and the
is,
girls, like the girl that was, you know, trying to get the camera guy to stop and he wasn't understanding what she was saying. And like those people traumatized forever too from being like, I know what
survivor.
I'm seeing happen.
Yeah, there's
going to
be a survivor kind of guilt as well of like, I went and this happened or my friend got hurt and I didn't or my friend didn't make it. I mean, my God. But then also knowing
so
that
awful.
Like you were like, fucking, I'm walking on someone. Get me the fuck out of here. Like, you know, just it's just so awful. And I just the whole thing I thought that the Kardashians would not post for a couple weeks. My prediction, in which I was completely wrong, is that none of them would post until Thanksgiving. Well, I was completely wrong. They have posted. They've gone to weddings. Now the fan, you know, what are they going to do? There's so many of them. I'm not necessarily saying what they did was right or wrong. Kylie, who is Travis Scott's partner and mother of his two kids because she's pregnant, she has not posted at all.
She's the closest.
And
obviously.
I really
And she was at that concert. Yeah. So it was.
And I really think she probably shouldn't for a while. Like,
no.
I would go as long as you can control yourself and not, and just take care of yourself and your pregnancy, because I don't know what she's going to do. TMZ, which seems to be very sensitive to Travis Scott, as far as, I mean, it seems a little suspicious, the type of the reporting they did.
Yes.
That was, it was just every article that I've seen, and maybe I've missed some, has been very much like, the first one is, as you said, they're the first person to come out with someone's running around the crowd in which you can't move, stabbing people with drugs.
Right.
We know that's not true.
No. And even if it was, like, even if someone did that, that's not what, like, that didn't cause the surge. The surge came because he came on stage. And I'm not, again, not saying it's his fault, but that's what happened.
Right.
That's what people started going forward. They didn't start going forward because they were like, oh, someone's stabbing people with drugs. Like, this from all the reports, anyway, of people that were there.
And the things that I've seen is, like, I watch a lot. I'm very into TikTok. I'm probably on TikTok, like, 1 or 2 hours a day. I just get a dick. I start watching it, and they know what I respond to. So I started seeing all the Astroworld video. So that's why I'm sharing more of my opinion on it, because I saw so much video. And I don't think you saw that much on regular news, because either they don't have access to share someone's TikTok video, like it would be too hard for a newsroom to share it. Or, you know, so I think the people that saw more organic stuff on social media are a little more sensitive to what really happened than the average person at home. And then people are saying, why have more celebrities not spoken up about the atrocities? And it's like, well, is it because they have a connection to one of the million Kardashians? Is it a connection to Live Nation? They do their own shows at Live Nation. They're sensitive to their own security situations at Live Nation. They've already signed up for a big festival. Like the people that are doing Coachella, if those people are like yelling that they're outraged, well, then they don't want Coachella to be canceled. So like I see why I'm just being sensitive, why I feel comfortable freely talking about it, and maybe why other people don't.
Right. I see what you mean. I mean, but I don't think that should like – All you have to say is like, holy crap, all these this is devastating and awful, and we need to, you know, but, and I don't think I've seen that many people. I know that it was the right capacity or whatever. I have no idea, but I was just like, I don't even think at Coachella, which maybe it is. I guess I haven't really been to that since I went again once when I was like younger, and I was again on the outskirts or something because I have a panic attack otherwise. Like, I've just never seen that many fucking people that were standing there. I mean, I almost can't believe it's allowed, but I know it is at other festivals and stuff. So I just sound like a grandma, I guess, but it is.
So they said, you know, Travis Scott hasn't left his house. They're saying that now. There were reports that he did know, and then they went to the private Dave and Buster's party with Drake. Then other people saying, no, that's the first he found out about it. And then he left the Dave and Buster's. However, Drake, who did perform, did go to a strip club on Saturday night and gave out a lot of money to strippers.
I mean, you could just lay low for a week.
I would think.
Or two.
I mean, I'm sure the strippers were happy to have him be a customer.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, okay.
Just lay low. Yeah. Like, the after party thing was weird to me because I was like, the timeline, I get, because when he ended the concert, he knew it was because because shit was happening.
No,
right?
He didn't. Like, he didn't. He didn't. But
when they finally ended the concert,
he
knew.
He completed his entire act. He didn't cut one song.
Okay.
He did the entire 75-minute show in which he was contracted to do, as well as contracted for a streaming.
Okay, I see.
So the question is, did he know and choose not to end it because he wanted to not have as many, you know, any kind of money dispute at the end by ending it early? Or B, did he think he did stop a couple times? Hey, I think someone, there's been.
Yeah, he didn't know it was like people were dropping. He didn't know that they were dead. But
did he think these people were handling it? He did see an ambulance. Was he thinking, okay, they're safe, they're fine, they may have just passed out? Or did he really not care? Or, you know, or did they not tell him, like, you know, how.
Like, did they protect
him? Like, a million years
ago,
like, Ronald Reagan didn't know about the Iran-Contra scandal. He did know. Like, how much do you protect the star? Did they not let him know.
It's just hard. I just can't believe that they would, after he finished it, whether, not being, I guess, cut early, but, like, finishing it, like, they knew that, like, police and ambulances and all that were there, like,
right.
And declared it a mass casualty situation.
Then people say, had he stopped it, could that have started more of a riot?
Right.
So it's like there's a lot of things in there.
And I think the police chief even said that. He's like, you stop it suddenly, all of a sudden you've got, thousands and thousands of people, like, upset or whatever. But, and you know what I was thinking about, too? This is random, but when I saw that the people that were, like, jumping on the ambulance.
Yeah.
And those are some other people that you're like, were they just sort of like, oh, this is not really thinking, like, over, they were, like, partying and not really thinking, like, oh, ambulance is cut. Obviously, if an ambulance is coming, you're supposed to realize that it's for something bad. Like, you're supposed to pull over on the fucking side of the road, things like that. And people don't, and they just drive along. But are they forever like, holy shit, like, I just thought it was kind of being funny, and I was dancing on this ambulance, which, by the way, don't ever do. But I'm just saying, like, are they now, like, oh my God, I'm a horrible piece of shit person who forever danced on an ambulance when they were trying to get through to, there's so many layers of like,
I mean,
what people were doing in the
just,
moment. And I'm not saying what they did was fine. Obviously, I'm saying it's not. But like, are they now like, holy shit? Or did they think it was hilarious? Like, who knows, But their faces are forever out there for that.
I just know that I heard from, I won't say who it is, but it's also a friend of ours whose kid was there and his girlfriend was there. And he's very traumatized. Like, he's got to get therapy. Like, it was just absolutely horrible. And, but also it's young kids and there's peer pressure and there's let's all go and following the leader and, like, that kind of stuff happens that wouldn't happen to people our age. But, but it's interesting that TMZ is, like, continuing to write really positive. The other things that was that I heard that he's going to pay for the funerals. But then some legal people have brought up, but in accepting that funeral money, are you going to be forced to sign something that will keep you from collecting more later?
Right.
Same thing with if anybody who wants their Astro money back can get it. By accepting whatever, a couple hundred dollars back, are you then going to keep yourself from being part of like a class action lawsuit?
Right.
Which anybody, every single person there is going to, maybe 3 years from now collect $7,000. I don't know.
Right. That's interesting. Is there, because that's the kind of like sad and gross part about it is like there is always going to be some sort of probably like legal thing that, they're going to have to try to fight because, and when you fight it, then you feel probably, I don't know, it's really fucked up.
So getting on to other more silly stuff. Okay. Here we go. Speaking of concerts, this happened. This woman, it's a rock band, Brass is the name of it. I think the name of the concert, but it was the front woman, very pretty girl. I guess they do like cover bands.
Okay.
And she,
is it Brass Against is the name of it?
I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
But anyway, no, I think it's Rock Band. No, that couldn't just be called Rock Band Brass. That's a weird name for a thing. Anyway, she peed on someone. So she said she brought in, said, like, who wants to come up here or something? And this guy laid down and she unbuttoned her pants and she pulled down her panties and then she got in a squat and position and completely peed on him. So he laid on the stage and she squatted and she peed on him in front of a pretty big concert, like a stage and everything. Her name's Eurista.
Here's another thing that's forever going to be on the fucking internet, folks. Like, this is the worst idea anyone's ever had on both ends.
I mean, some things just have to stop.
I don't know what to do.
I don't want to see a 64-year-old Ramona's chocolate shit zoomed in on a reality show.
No.
I don't. And I don't want to see someone piss on someone's face at a concert.
I don't care how pretty
that's not
she
like
is.
A specific sex show. Like, if I'm at a sex show, not that I'd ever be, a regular musical concert where they're doing cover bands, cover songs, and then some guy gets down and they're like, we don't know if he really thought he was going to get peed on or not, but he did take it in the face, the eye, the mouth, the whole thing.
And like, listen, if you have to pee during a show as the performer, I don't know. I get on stage and I think about it. I'm like, oh my God, what if I have to pee during my set? I go beforehand. And then if you usually when you're up there, your adrenaline's going and you never really think about going to the bathroom.
I was wondering that too. How in all my years did I not have to run off and take a shit?
Right. Well,
I think psychologically.
Well, next time you can just do it on some guy's face at the City Winery in Boston. Have a nice time.
It's actually Atlanta this weekend. Atlanta and Nashville, everyone. Yeah.
Apparently you can do that. And
you can do it where Addison, you're going to be in Addison?
Yeah, I'm going to be in Addison this weekend in Texas at Addison
plug.
Improv.
Subtle
just, just come here and let me take a number two on your face. In my entire life, I have never considered peeing on someone's face. And if that's what you're into, like you said, reserve it for the shows that is meant for.
Yeah.
There's an OnlyFans for it, I'm sure.
So many
There's
OnlyFans.
All the things that you could do. You could look up that specific type of porn. There is absolutely no reason to ruin someone's nice, oh my God, she's singing. I don't know what she does. Oh, she's covering Blondie. I love this song. Dreaming is free. And then all of a sudden she pees on someone's face.
You know what I want to know is who went with this guy? Do you imagine? So how was that Tinder date that you went to that concert?
Oh my God.
Well, he was a bigger fan than I was, and they called him up on stage, and then the lead singer peed on his face.
Yeah,
and
this is the fucking question of the day.
Yeah,
Heather.
Yeah,
what you just asked.
Yeah.
Who went with that guy, and did they leave with him? Because I would tell you what, even if it was just not a Tinder date. First of all, if it's a Tinder date, obviously you can just, okay, I'll never see you again. The minute that happens, I'm out the back door, wherever. But if it's a friend of yours, do you let him ride home with you in the car, in the Uber? Do you tell the Uber driver, his face just got peed on, are you cool with him being in here? Like, there's a lot of people.
What if you're in a tight quarters here? Now people are jamming, your guy's up there, you see what happens, and then you're like, let me out! Like, just like, get the fucking let me out! Like, now you're stuck till the final song.
I had not heard about
anyway,
this until
she
just now.
Said the moment got away from her. She was wrapped up in the moment, and
that's not a moment got away from you. That is, I mean, you took your whole, you had to take your pants down. I understand you get overwhelmed by things, just like I said, the kids jumping on the ambulance, things like that. Maybe you're not really thinking, oh, okay, but this is, I had to unbutton my pants. I had to pull them down.
Pull down the underwear.
And then I had to let the pee come out. Like,
sometimes you get, and oftentimes when you'd have to pee, like with girlfriends or whatever, and you're like, pull on the side of the road, or you're at a party, you're behind a truck, then people go, oh, you get stage fright.
Yeah.
Literally stage fright.
Yeah.
She has no stage fright, maybe because she's a performer. But normally, you know, or someone's in the bathroom with you, and you're like, God, I gotta pee, but I can't pee because someone's
sitting here watching me.
No, on stage.
Never had that problem. This is very upsetting. I don't like anything about this story.
Well, supermodels Bella Hadid and Kendall Jenner and Hailey Bieber all look stunning as they went to their friend's wedding on the beach in Miami. So they had she had this wedding, lots of weddings this weekend. And Kendall actually and Bella were bridesmaids, so they wore beautiful blue dresses at the reception. We see that Hailey is still in her gold dress, mm-hmm. Hailey Bieber. So you know it's the same evening. Kendall didn't want to be in the blue bridesmaid's dress like everybody else.
Right.
So she brought out a different dress.
It's quite a dress.
Which is featuring under cleavage, under tit, and regular cleavage. All these cutouts. It's like if this was a one-piece bathing suit, it would be the skimpiest one-piece bathing suit.
Yes.
The only thing that makes it a gown is just above the pubes is a skirt that is attached to this dress.
It does look like it should have been a bathing suit and left at that is what it looks like.
Yeah,
or
granted,
a dress that you wear to something, but I'm not sure that you should. She did wear the bridesmaid dress. It's not like she walked down the aisle in that, thank God. Right? Like, could you imagine?
Right.
But at least it's the after party, but still, it seems like...
Is she that good of a friend?
It seems like a lot to wear to a wedding reception.
Is she that good of a friend that she brought another dress and that's the dress? First of all, kind of rude to change in it. I'm sorry. I've never been to a wedding where the bridesmaids have a change. They are in that dress till the end.
Can I see the before again? I just want to see what...
It's just a very pretty blue strapless. It's not a dorky dress. It's stunning. They're both, you know, all her bridesmaids looked beautiful in it, including the two professional models. And then, you know, oh, I'm sorry. Sorry to put you out. Sorry to make you wear a... Like, It's my day.
It's your day. That's the thing.
Just say, I don't want to be in the wedding. I'd rather wear my slut dress. Can I do a reading?
Yeah.
Instead.
Yeah. I mean, I just think the dress, listen, if I, that body, she has an amazing body. It's great. But like you said, it's your day. So no matter what, it's still your day when it's the reception. So if at the reception, a friend of mine who was already like the hottest person in the room and the richest person in the room, I don't know who this friend is that got married. So maybe she
looked very pretty too.
Yeah, no, but
not,
I mean.
But she's not famous.
Right. And yeah. Maybe she, I don't know what her money situation, I don't know any of it. But regardless, you know that probably Kendall Jenner's the richest person in the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she comes in that dress. There's no way it's not going to be the most talked about thing. That's the thing is like people, I saw some people defending her going, well, it's not what she wore during the wedding. And I'm like, I know, but you know that this is going to be the most talked about thing from your friend's wedding.
She
instead
knows.
Of your, right.
Can I just say, I think Kendall's like one of the thirstiest. She's like, I really, of the group, because it's like, she's kind of the most forgotten about. She doesn't, you know, she's the only one that doesn't have a baby. So she's like, well, if you guys are going to show your babies every day on Instagram, I'm going to show my under tit every day. So I mean, deal with it. I have a better body than all of you. She has the best body of all the sisters.
She has
genetically
a fantastic
the best
body.
She's body gorgeous. Because she's long and lean, but still, you know, has some curves and, of course, a gorgeous face. So
it does seem like at your friend's wedding, you could just wear a dress that doesn't have cutout stuff. Even if she wanted to change. Okay. Say you want to change because you think that you are wearing blue material that you might sweat through. I don't know. I'm just giving her the benefit
of
the doubt.
It's sleeveless. So I don't see. It's strapless. So why would she be sweating?
Well, I'm just saying. I don't know. It's like silky. I'd sweat through the butt and stuff on those. Like I have a sweating problem. Okay. So says she's got to go. I got it. So she puts up just a simple black dress with no cutout.
Yeah.
It can be strapless too.
Backup dress for when you...
whatever you got to do. If there's a reason that you needed to change or wanted to change desperately, I'll give you that. But this is not the way to do it.
The only reason is if she shows me this blue dress and turns it around and there's a little shit skid mark coming through the dress. She had an app that didn't agree with her.
Right. Okay.
Like a goat cheese ball or something, and she's lactose intolerant, and she shit her blue dress. I might forgive her, but I still am going to say too slutty of a dress.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, sorry. At least it's not white, right? You're never supposed to wear white. At least I'm not wearing white. I wore a black cutout strip dress.
Okay. But say this is me and I have that body and I'm at your, vow renewal.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
And I have IBS and I have a little bit of an appetizer there's a little stain, like you said.
Right.
And I go, oh, but the only other dress I brought is this. And I was not intending to wear it, but it's the only other thing I have in my bag for some reason is my cutout dress. I wouldn't you say just sit around in your own shit all night, right? Like, don't wear that dress.
I would say sit around in your own shit or
leave.
Leave or like find some big fat guy with a tall and big long blazer and say, give me your blazer to cover my shit stain.
Yeah.
And I'll wear that for the rest of the night and I'll dance the night away until at least till the cake.
Yeah.
You can always leave after the cake, even as a bridesmaid. Just stay till the cake in your shit.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's the right thing.
I'm giving Kendall the out. Like,
yeah.
Show me your shit stained blue dress. Monica's got her cum stained one. You show me your shit one. And
auction it off with Taylor Swift's scarf.
Oh, the callbacks on today's show. Okay, so let's talk about this.
Oh,
it's gone viral. So TikTok star reveals that she shares her husband with her mom and her sisters. So this girl started to do a TikTok, and she's talking about being a swinger. And so she says, me and my mom, not great grammar, are both swingers, and it's great. You know why? Because when I'm not in the mood, I can just let my husband have her, she told her followers on TikTok. Yeah, I'm that kind of wife. I let my husband have her a couple times a week. As if that wasn't already bizarre, this is Radar Online reporting this, Brooks then surprised her followers with another disturbing piece of information, confessing that she also allows her husband to play with her little sister. I think everyone's over 18, but still. You want to know how I keep my man happy? I let him play with my little sister, too, she admitted. So
the sister
does look pretty young. He's got his arms around her, bras showing. They're laughing. Swinger life.
I feel like, and I don't judge, he says, and they're about to make out.
Oh, and they have all these lights in their camera. Like, how they probably got OnlyFans, yeah, they got Swinger Live, and they are hardcore making this happen, and it's working.
And you know,
we're talking about it on Juicy Scoop. So, congrats, Brooke Macklin 213.
Well, okay. I just want to say this, and correct me if I'm wrong. Any listening swingers?
Yes.
Usually, I think swinging means like, oh, we go, you know, we swap with other couples,
right.
Neighbors, friends that are also into swinging.
Right.
I don't think that it normally involves your mom banging your husband and your sister banging her. Like, this is more like a family situation. Then I feel like if I'm a swinger, I'm like, you're giving us a bad name by saying
right.
This is swinging.
Right.
This is not, I swing with my husband and I swing with, I'm not saying me, but I'm saying if I'm a swinger, what if I came out as a swinger today on Tuesday?
First of all, it's called the lifestyle.
Right.
And
okay.
This definitely does not fit in with the lifestyle brand of you have to be really secure in your own marriage. You already have to have a great marriage, get along, and just be super sexually free that you're like, let's play with other couples.
Right.
Yes.
That's what it normally is.
Right.
And so I feel like if I'm in that lifestyle, and then this bitch comes on TikTok and is like, yeah, we're swingers, and my mom and my sister, it just becomes really, it's not, that's not hot. I mean, I guess I'm sure it is to whoever watches all their OnlyFans and their specific.
But this is exciting. They're going to, you know, probably be on TLC.
Oh, God.
You know, like,
that's,
there's the Mama's Boy
that,
and all this. Yeah, this TLC's already called them, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Yeah. I don't.
Oh, and then here's the, is that, and the mom, I mean, the mom looks great. The mom has a really nice body, too. So, and then they have an upside down pineapple on their door.
What does that mean?
That's the patron saint of swinging, the pineapple.
Okay, but again, this isn't with your, the patron saint of swinging. You gave me, oh my God.
What?
Heather.
I know.
I had a pool party and you gave me pineapple, like these pineapple things to drink out of. Were you trying to get, was that to make me look like a swinger, or is that because you wanted to swing with me?
I remember the pineapple things I got for you. I got them at Target. I thought they were so cute.
They are
because
cute.
They would like keep the drinks kind of cold too.
Yeah.
However, I swear to God, I remember that party. It was before I went to Atlanta and was told about the pineapples.
Okay. Well,
I would never give anyone another pineapple thing again.
Okay, good to know. I'm just saying, now it feels
and
like
it's a bummer because it is
hinting
around. It is a cute, it is a cute, fun thing to have.
Oh, I know. Well, now I'm afraid to ever bring it out at a party again because people are going to be like, "Oh, she's giving us the signal."
Yes, I agree. I would not bring them out. I really wouldn't. Only when you and John are alone that you can swing with each other.
I'm going to re-gift them to someone this year.
Okay, now this is juicy. This was on last night's Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And Jen Shah, I don't know if you're familiar, if I've talked about it. She is awaiting trial for, she had a business where she's accused of doing fraudulent stuff. She would target elderly and disabled and vulnerable people and trick them into giving them her money and then selling her businesses that didn't exist. And they've been following it for years. So they arrest her on the show. They're about to go on a bus trip to Vail, and the cops all come and arrest her. So last night, Meredith, who is not there, she's waiting at the place in Vail. She gets word that, oh my God, they call her and they go, oh my God, Meredith, we're on our way to Vail. Jen's not with us. The, you know, FBI, the New York police, the Homeland Security, which I don't understand when the Homeland Security was there, but anyway, were looking for her, and they since found her off the side of the road because she left. She lied. She lied and said her husband had internal bleeding and she had to go to the hospital. And after the cops and everybody come, one of the girls goes, well, and on top of this, her husband has internal bleeding. And they're like, no, that was a lie. The husband never had internal bleeding.
So
she knew she was being arrested.
And so she wanted out of there.
And they're like, oh, well, at least that's good. Like, she didn't, you know, at least that was a lie. So Meredith, who was never a fan of Jen's for a while, she – it's kind of funny. So then the girls arrive, and she's just in a tub. Now, I totally call bullshit. This is a producer saying, get in the tub. And Mary's going to come first, and you tell Mary, who also has a super shady church, where everyone has to say that she's the female version of God, or God is a female. I don't know. It's Mary. Mary arrives, and she's like, "What's going on?" She's like, "Well, You didn't hear about what happened to Jen Shah? Well, she was arrested with FBI was there. And this is the way she's like smiling. FBI was there. They took her. I don't know if she's coming or not, but Homeland Security, it's all over the news. She was arrested. And then Mary's like, shut the front door. And she's like, so, yeah, I'm not
And she's
surprised.
In a tub talking like this?
She's in a tub.
I don't like that.
In a tub.
Did she have a pineapple behind her? It sounds like she's coming on to her.
I know. She's in a tub with not a lot of bubbles. And this is why I call bullshit, because when they showed her first get to the rental house first, she's wearing like a red dress and white boots and like her hair was slick and done. So why would you then get in the tub at like 3 p.m.
right.
when you're arriving at 4:30? It's just such a bullshit production thing.
Right.
But anyway, so she reigns in the tub for another hour until the other girls arrive. And then they find her in the tub. And she's like, yeah, I just thought I would take a bath. I'm not surprised about Jen. There's been some interesting developments where I was a little bit suspicious about where she got her money. You know, she attacked Brooks, my son. She said he was gay when he's never talked about his sexuality. And, you know, she's still really pissed about that.
Right.
So then they sit down and Meredith reveals that Meredith has a clothing store, and in which I was invited to her pop-up shop or whatever, her trunk show this Thursday, and I couldn't go. I was pretty bummed. Anyway, she's like, one day I got like 8 calls and Jen was there and she was trying to get into the store to buy something, but my salesperson did open the store. And I called the salesperson. I go, did everything work out with Jen? And the salesperson said, yes. She bought about $300 worth of stuff, but I'm missing a green clutch that was on a display table. So what I did was I called Jen. And I said, there's a green clutch that's – no, she said, I told my salesperson to just call Jen and go, hope everything's okay. Did somebody accidentally take a green snakeskin clutch? And the gentleman who took it, because we've got the video camera that was part of her Shaw squad, because her last name is Shaw.
Right.
Said, oh, yes, I'll bring it back tomorrow. And he did.
So he knew. So he just took it for
yes.
her?
We don't know.
Oh.
Then someone else reveals that she's been put on the watch list at Louis Vuitton for paying cash for Louis Vuitton. Now, I didn't know what's wrong with paying cash for Louis Vuitton. Well, by paying cash for Louis Vuitton, there's no record of you buying it, really, because it's cash, unlike a credit card. And if they suspect that you're also buying a lot of Louis Vuitton and then reselling it, so they don't want to sell to you anymore, because they don't want people knowing that you're buying the shit and then reselling it after you wear it once. They want you to, like, you know, since you're bringing a high-profile person. Then the third person says, well, I put her in an Uber the other night and I just wanted to check to see how the ride was. And she left my house at 11:30 and I paid for the Uber and put her in an Uber. And 5 minutes into the ride, she got out of the car on the side of the road.
What? And did what?
I don't know, because Louis Vuitton is closed. It's 11:30 at night. So is Meredith's his shop.
Yeah.
It's closed.
She can't go
so they're like, does she have a boyfriend or something on top of, you know.
Like she got out suspiciously.
Yeah. And then they're like, well, that's awful if she has a boyfriend, because Sharif has internal bleeding. And they're like, no, he doesn't. That was a lie.
Well, maybe they think she maybe got out on the side of the road, got another Uber because she didn't want her friend to be able to see where she was going.
Yes, but where is she going, though?
Right. To the boyfriend, because the other one has internal bleeding and
who
she can't
would
have
be, but the other thing is, who would want to be this woman's boyfriend? Like, she is so awful.
Yeah.
So that was pretty juicy. They were all there. Here she is in the tub, see? And that's Mary. Meredith, and this article reads, Meredith Marks soaks in a bubble bath while detailing how Jen Shah fled Bravo set before cops swarm scene to arrest her in her new teaser.
Oh, how pruney do you think her like fingers and toes were at the end
they're
of
like,
this scene?
They're like, can I get out now? They're like, just put in a little more hot water. We just got notice that the girls are coming up. We just need you to be in this tub for another 50 minutes. Then they made this girl, Mary, jump on the bed. I mean, I think they made her, because it just seems so not her to be jumping on a bed. First of all, I've never jumped on a bed since I was 4 years old
right.
in my life. The only adults I ever see jumping on beds are reality show people. So
right.
it must be a go-to that reality show producers go. And then when you see your room Bachelor girls, the bed.
That's right.
Jump on the bed.
That's the only
time. When was the last time you've ever, think about it, that you've jumped on a bed?
I can't think of one.
You don't.
I can't, other than maybe being a kid. Yeah. It doesn't seem. And you're right, though. It's on The Bachelor. They always make them.
Those
jump humpers do it. You know about the jump humpers.
What are jump humpers?
Oh, it's this is what I read about on TikTok while you're reading about Astroworld. That, you know, like soaking? What they do is
that you put a dick in your vagina like a hot dog, right?
And then
the part of your vagina cheeks just hug it.
No, it goes in, but you just don't move.
This whole time, I thought it was a hot dog situation, and I didn't know how that worked.
No, it goes all the way in, and they just lay there and soak it instead of pumping away so that they're not having sex. And then...
But I would think that would count as sex because that's penetration.
Well, you would think so, but this is what...
Okay.
And then now it's been revealed on TikTok, there's a thing called jump humping, where when you're doing that and you're soaking, you get a friend of yours to jump on the bed so that there's motion action, but you're still not moving your actual body parts and having sex. Look up jump humping on TikTok and enjoy your life.
And that's all part of people trying to follow the Mormon religion.
Right, yes.
So instead
I don't care if it's true or not, it's hilarious.
Instead of having premarital sex, you now have your friend witness your boyfriend sticking his non-moving dick inside of you.
And then they jump on the bed.
And then you jump on the bed. And it makes sense. It's Salt Lake City. So then they're like, and there's a producer. Jump on the bed! As if a camera's like this. What is this? What is this? 1922?
Go away. Hey, get in the tub. Jump on the bed. Yes.
Oh, my God. So.
I'm excited for you to watch all those TikToks.
But the other thing I thought was interesting is then they show the Ring camera of the authorities coming to Jen's house looking for Jen. But at that time, she had escaped in a car with her aunt going to the quote-unquote hospital to see her internal bleeding husband, Sharif. Right. And they show her two teenage boys. They're the first ones to come out. And I think that is suspicious, too, because when I watched it, I thought, well, wow, Jen Shah must have had to give that Ring footage to the producers.
I was going to say, how else did they get it? Yeah.
Why would she want that? And then I'm like, does she want that for sympathy? Because we see two young boys walk out first. And that must have been very traumatic. Like, if authorities came like that to my house and my boys had to be subjected to that, I would feel terrible, especially if I'm pretending to be innocent. It would look really bad.
This is when the FBI comes because they find out you're not following the cease and desist that Peter gave to you on stage.
Yeah.
And they have to come arrest you. Yes. Right.
So, or is it because she's renting that house? And then the owners were okay to give it, or they gave. I don't know, but I want to know who gave Bravo that footage of her Ring footage.
That was my first thought when you said there's Ring footage video. I'm like, well, then they had to have got it from her. But you're right, if she's renting it, or like Airbnb or whatever, or if it's like someone else's home that they're using for filming, and that person's like,
no,
here
it was a rent. She's just renting it. So I don't know. Okay. I want to find that out. This I thought was interesting. I'm not sure if you realized it. This is from BuzzFeed. But all of the guys in Mean Girls eventually came out as gay.
Is that true?
Yep. So this was the latest one. He was this guy. He was like the smart Indian kid.
Yeah.
The hot guy is married to a guy.
Right.
Or did they get married yet? Or are they still engaged? I think they're still engaged.
I feel like they're all hot.
And then there was the other guy that kind of was, I don't know if they ever said he was gay, but you knew he was gay. His character was gay. And he was like the bitchy, like he was the best friend of, yeah, he was the best friend. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting that they're all gay. Good for them. So I want to just fill in the latest on the Erica Girardi, because I did not understand this. There's this guy, Ron Richards, that's been reporting on the whole thing, and he was working on trying to get money for the victims by going after funds that they believe Erica Girardi had. So I've read every article, and I just want to explain to my listeners what it really means. Basically, Erica Jane says, if I'm responsible for the money that Tom gave me as his wife living my life, then what about every secretary that also got paid from the law firm? Why are they supposed to give back their paychecks from the last 12 years because the money was stolen from the, you know, from the burn victims and the orphans. Tom owes the money, and therefore she owes the money because she remained married to him. So basically, in a nutshell, everyone, when Erica Jane realized that her husband was cheating on her, and when she found out in 2019 that he was being sued by the Ragomezes, whose son was severely burned and he stole $12 million from, they won the money and then he kept it. She should have filed for divorce then. If she would have filed for divorce then, she would have been this. They would not be coming after her.
Right.
But she didn't. She went on to film two more seasons of the show, claiming that she has a great relationship with her husband, that her husband is so happy for her, you know, all of this stuff, keeping the charade going, even though she knew that he was cheating on her and she knew that these cases were coming. So and then they said, why didn't you divorce him? And she's like, where was I going to go? I had two credit cards and he would have cut them off. What would I have done? Well, you had a job.
Yeah.
You could have said, you know what? You're right. I'm not going to be able to get half of this Pasadena mansion, even though I gave you 20 years of my life. But thank God I'm in a position to make money. But I also don't think she foresaw like it being this bad. But had she opened her eyes a little and filed for divorce in 2019, they wouldn't be coming after her like this. I don't think. So they're all coming after her. And this guy, Ron Richards, who was on my show, just like is so into tweeting and everything. They got rid of him because they felt the people trying to, you know, get this money for the trustees. They felt he was trying to do a deal with Erica and that he was just too all over the place on Twitter and everything. So anyway, he's gone. It's a very, very confusing thing with all these different attorneys and everything. But the point that I think is
if she would have done it sooner.
Yeah. Like when you know you're married to a piece of shit and whatever that might be, a cheater, cheating his clients, whatever, when you've been made aware of it, give up some of the money, your lifestyle. She just didn't want to fucking like call a moving truck. She didn't want to deal with the mess.
Right. When she says, well, where was I going to go? It's like, that's a little bit different. Like, you're not like an abused wife with no money and no resources to go.
Yeah.
Or a kid who can't, you know, like, oh, right. My parents were going to cut me off if I left this. Like, oh my God, you have a pineapple over there.
I know.
They're everywhere. You better.
And I got this from Target. It's a little book thing.
Whatever. We know what you're up to. I get it. I know what you and Peter are up to on the weekends now.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you know, I think she was thrilled not to be fucking him. I don't think she cared. And she just wanted this perception of I'm the exception. I'm the third wife that everyone thought was a floozy, who now is Erica Jane, author, star of Broadway on Chicago, beloved by all the Housewife fans, still staying married after 20 years. I don't want to let the world know that this isn't perfect.
And she was hoping it would
And I want to continue to spend my money, and I don't want to worry about how to pay an electric bill.
Right.
Well, you know, this is what happens. And now she is going to, even if she didn't know, even though she did nothing wrong, by marrying him and staying married to him is what ties her to this whole thing.
Right. Nope. Lesson learned. If you hear Peter is scamming you.
Yeah. Everybody, I'm just saying. It's just, yeah.
Not
you
worth know? It.
Yeah. You really need to figure it out so that you don't get tied to it, because you will get tied to it because that's what marriage is.
Yeah.
But then people ask, will the Sharif, who does not have internal bleeding, will he be tied to Jen Shah's situation at all? But I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. We don't know. Anyway, so they said that the firm accused Erica Jane of colluding with trustee attorney in bizarre shakedown, as Ronald Richards responds and reveals he is no longer involved in the case. So he can just talk about it all he wants now. And it's just still confusing. When I read all these tweets, they're just very confusing. But then this guy, Jay Edelson, this other attorney involved, there's so many attorneys and they all like hate each other and they're all just trying to get some money. I did contribute $110 because I bought that coat rack from the trusty sale at the Girardi and Keys.
What was the thing that you put? Didn't you put something on?
That's it.
That's the auction thing.
That's what I got. That is $110.
Well, all right. It's a nice coat rack.
It was at part of the set, but then everyone said it was so ugly to move it. Jay said, the reason this is significant, Jay Edelson, is that he has not been speaking for the trustee since yesterday. No one should take his odd and false comments as coming from special prosecutor. He's now just an individual speaking for himself. So my prediction is Ron Richards starts a podcast.
Okay.
Within 3 weeks.
Okay.
Okay. So, Sarah, the people of Dallas have got a real treat coming to them. Why don't you tell them why?
They sure do, Dallas. First of all, thank you for filling me in on all that information on the Housewives. I feel like at least I know what's going on now. I will be in Dallas at the Addison Improv the 19th through the 21st, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and you can get tickets at sarahcolonna.com. And then I'll be in Tacoma New Year's Eve weekend at Tacoma Comedy Club, and those tickets are also up as well.
And that's kind of your special spot.
Not
inside your vagina. But John will be there.
John will be there with me.
After an afternoon of soaking.
Yes, an afternoon of soaking.
And then you're going to go leave your hotel room in which the bellman had to jump on the bed. And then you're going to go down and do a hilarious show on New Year's Eve and bring in 2022.
Yeah, that's right.
Sounds like a great time.
It's going to be a good
time. And I, of course, will be in Atlanta this weekend at the Atlanta City Winery. I believe there's still a handful of tickets for each show, 7 to 9:30. Julie Goldman will be joining me. And then Nashville is sold out with Chris Frangiola. But I don't know. Maybe
you can get some tickets.
I don't know.
Just see me there.
I'm excited to come. And everybody, love you. HeatherMcDowell.net.